Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
From Denny Canberra. Kevin, hi from down under, mate. I think Mariota is a starting NFL quarterback and confident. Jaden looked rusty in Green Bay. Don't rush him back. Thanks, mate. Thank you, Denny. The question at 301-230-0980 is simple. Do you think Marcus Mariota's level of play should impact the timing of Jaden's return to the field? I'll tell you what, it's a hard question if we're really being thoughtful about this, because we don't know what Jaden's injury really is. We know it's a knee. We don't know anything about it other than it is some level of a sprained knee. There was reporting on it over the weekend, but still, even the reporting was borderline vague. You know, I think maybe the best reporting was from our guy Jeremy Fowler at ESPN, who said Jaden Daniels is out for this week, and it wasn't even close, which begs the question, what is he looking like for week four, meaning this upcoming week? Jeremy said on the pregame show on ESPN, so I checked with a source over there who said, it's just too early to tell on that knee sprain. They want to see how he responds. We just don't know enough right now about the injury. So it's hard. Like, if there's, you know, you're not rushing Jaden back in week three or week four if that knee isn't 100%. I am totally down with that. But if he's 100%, you don't, you know, slow roll his return because Marcus Mariota is playing well. Look, it's great to have the option of a backup quarterback playing well, a backup quarterback that you think you actually can compete with. You know, can you compete with him? Can you win with him against the Chargers in 2 weeks versus the Raiders and a Falcons team that's you know, floundering a little bit, at least for 1 week? Maybe. But we don't know that. I mean, to me, there's not a comparison between the two quarterbacks. All due respect to Marcus Mariota, who I like. He's such a likable guy. And he is in a great situation for him, which really works for the organization. It's a great situation for the team, the organization, Jaden, himself. But there's not really a comparison, in my opinion. Do you think Marcus Mariota's level of play should impact the timing of Jaden's return? I don't. I think that when Jaden is healthy and 100% ready to play, he walks right back out onto that field and is Jaden Daniels again. Does anybody really think that if Jaden had played on Sunday against the Raiders, that they wouldn't have had the same results? Why? Because he looked confused. He looked battered and beaten against Green Bay. I mean, completely different. Apples and oranges. Games. Opponents. Because, you know, there were three or four drops and 13 penalties against the Giants, and they just weren't clicking. Yeah, he was a little bit inaccurate. He was. He also was accurate on a lot of balls. The result would have been the exact same or worse in terms of the score. I mean, they would have named the number with a healthy Jaden Daniels in the lineup. All right, 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Again, the question is, do you think Marcus Mariota's level of play should impact the timing of Jaden's return? Cam, kick it off for us. Go ahead.
What's up, Kevin? How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, Cam.
So I think it's one of those things. It's two things can be true. One, Mariota looked great against a mediocre team. Two, Jaden hasn't looked at, elite Jaden level. But, like, I'm 100% with you. If he's 100% healthy, like, there's no medical concerns, he's playing. Like, it's just no question. It shouldn't even be a debate. But I think there is some nuance in it. But I'm with you 100%. It shouldn't even be a debate.
Yeah, I guess one of the things that has come out, the last day or so, and it was there before even the Raiders game, is that somehow Jaden didn't play well in the first two games. He didn't play well against Green Bay. You know what else is true about that game? Nobody else played well. All right, everybody played poorly on offense against Green Bay. They were absolutely suffocated by a much better team that dominated the line of scrimmage. Not to mention short week. We saw what happened last year in the short week. All of that on the road, etc. The accounting of the Giant game has gotten a little bit sideways. Jaden didn't play poorly against the Giants. He was a B+ level player. He had multiple balls dropped. It was the penalties that derailed a lot of the drives. Yeah, he was a little bit inaccurate on a couple of throws. Missed Terry deep. But, he had, 240 yards passing. What was it? 68 yards rushing, 233 passing. We said, compared to the expectations for Jaden and his A-level games from last year, it didn't look like those. But if we had not seen all of those last year, we would have said he played pretty well against the Giants. A game that was, by the way, never really in doubt at all. Let's go to Scott in Annapolis. Scott, do you think Mariota's level of play should impact the timing of Jaden's return to the field?
I got to tell you, the first couple games of the year, Jaden didn't look like the Jaden of last year. I felt like there was some kind of second-year regression. He didn't look confident. Even against the Giants. And, he missed a bunch. I thought he missed more balls than he should have. And, his running reminded me of RG3. As a matter of fact, when he got hurt, it looked like RG3 running. And my other thing is, drop balls. Why is Noah Brown on the field? Luke McCaffrey should be out there. That kid doesn't drop a ball. Noah Brown cost us, I think, a couple of first downs on that field. So, yeah, I just think that, he needs to heal up. Let him heal up. Marcus Mariota can carry the ship in the meanwhile. And then get back on the field. Maybe just need to sit back and take a look at the game from after a couple of them and regroup and come back strong.
All right. Thanks for the call. You're certainly entitled to your opinion. The idea that Jaden needs to sit back and kind of watch and just get his bearings and be okay. They played a really good defense in the opener. The arguably one of the top two or three defenses on the road in game two. And Marcus Mariota played a team that was dead to right coming in. And again, he played really well. But if Jaden hadn't got hurt against Green Bay, we'd be talking about, he found his sea legs, if that's what you think he was looking for, against the Raiders. He threw for 260, ran for 70, they put up 41, 45, whatever it was, and they rolled, and it looks like last year. I feel very, very confident in saying that if Jaden Daniels had been 100% and had gotten a swing at the Raiders on Sunday, we would have felt like, okay, whatever we saw against Green Bay, it was all about Green Bay, which, by the way, I think it was. And, that looked like last year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I think Marcus benefited. I think he played exceptionally well, but I think he benefited from a team that was not very good, especially on that day. Let's go to Greg in Gaithersburg. Greg, do you think Mariota's level of play on Sunday should impact the timing of Jaden's return?
Sorry.
No. I think if Jaden's healthy 100%, he should be out there. And the other thing, too, I think, you know, his roughness and just not being as sharp may just be a result of, you know, not playing a lot during the preseason.
Right.
So if he's healthy, play. If there's the slightest doubt, I would not let him play, considering we have San Diego the following week. Let him get strong, let him get healthy, and then roll with that.
Yeah, I mean, thank you for the call. I think the hard part about this conversation is we just don't have any idea. For all we know, and I don't think this is true, but no one has said it can't be true, is that this, you know, has been all along, right from the jump, a multi-week injury. That's in play right now until we find out that he's practicing Wednesday and he's getting ready for the Falcons. By the way, the Falcons defensively, I understand what happened on Sunday against the Panthers. I do. But the Falcons defensively against Minnesota in week two and even Baker Mayfield in week one, they were a completely different team. Their issue Sunday is that Penix kept turning the ball over. That was a big part of the game. I mean, the Panthers only had 220 yards of total offense against the Falcons. They were 3-for-12 on third down. It's not like they rolled offensively. I mean, Bryce Young had 121 yards passing in the game. It was all about the turnovers. Atlanta coughed it up three times, including a pick six. So Atlanta at home coming off that loss will be a much better, in my opinion, defensive test than the Raiders were. They won't be the Packers. They won't even be the Giants in week one. But they will be a better test for whomever the quarterback is on Sunday than I think the Raiders were. Let's go to Chad in Nashville. Chad, go ahead.
Man, Kevin, it's September and we're 8 months removed from January and it's a Wednesday and we're having this conversation about you. Are we kidding? Are we, what are we talking
about?
Yeah,
I've been thinking about that. I'm like, I can't believe that I've actually gone down this path of having the conversation. But I listened to the Zoom presser yesterday, and when JP asked that question, JP Finley, I'm like, that's a really, really good question for today. Because I do think it's on the minds of many because of the way Marcus played. And Quinn completely shut it down. And by the way, I believe Dan Quinn. I think, like, if anybody out there is listening to this conversation, I believe they are rolling their eyes going, are you serious? The dude was borderline MVP caliber last year. We played the Packers on Thursday night. Did you see our line of scrimmage? They basically set up shop 5 yards into our backfield. Come on. Which is true. I get it. But I got Which 3 hours.
But listen,
they don't.
Well, but listen. So I want to put something in perspective for people. Yeah. One, the Raiders did hold the Chargers to 20. Does that mean anything? No. But here's why. It's week two. Week one, how many starters played at all in the preseason? And how many players barely played at all? And didn't even play a full game. You do a full game, opening game. Then you go 4 days later to Green Bay, a legit contender. And you didn't really whiff. It was a game, all right? But you could tell they were tired. They were a little older, beaten down. It's week two. It wasn't much of a game. No, it wasn't. But listen, but that's the point that I want to make is we're going into week three. What Mariota did so good is what he's always done good. And it's also the one thing that you have critiqued before, right, is the run, the read option with Daniels. Now, he needs to get better at that. The one thing we saw so great on Sunday was that freaking pull. That's when you needed the pull. The game would have been the same no matter what if Jaden was in there. But you have to understand that we're looking at a game that Mariota did what he does best. All right. And you're going up, you're going up against the Raiders. But if you look at his spring and when it says they said, right, it's not severe. Okay. So that means we got two options, it's either moderate or it's a low one, which is about 2 to 6 weeks. So if he sits out this week, that's 2 weeks. All right. Then I think you would talk about, we would be concerned if it's past the third. That's what I think. But this talk about he needs a soft bench. Sabah, I think she brought that up to you before, Kevin, either last year or the year before with Sam Howell when they benched him. She brought up that term soft bench. And I think you even said the same thing. Never heard that term before and kind of laughed it off. But I bet you if you go back, Sabah will say, oh, I've said that before about either him last year when he was like kind of having a stretch. You know Sabah. She loves the hot. You know what I mean? So I feel like this is just silly, obviously, but put that into perspective a little bit the last couple weeks, especially Sunday with that read, the read option.
Yeah. Look, he looked great. He looked great. I was thinking about something as you were talking. If they had opened up with Green Bay and then they had played the Giants on Thursday Night Football at home, I think that those first two games would have been viewed differently. Green Bay, week one is, you know, head fake, rusty, you know, you're playing football for the first time. They won the game. They won it in dominating fashion, even though the score didn't necessarily reflect that heading into the fourth quarter. Jaden had a decent game. It wasn't a bad game. It just wasn't one of his great games, which we just got used to saying every week last year. But it was week one, you know. If week two, the Thursday night game had been against the Giants and the rusty game would have been against the Packers, I think we may have felt a little bit different, or some would have felt different. I don't feel any differently about him at all.
No, but yeah, Kevin, can you also say Tom Brady during the game literally goes, he is a little inaccurate today. He's about 4 to 6 inches off. Did you just hear that? Come on, guys.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin.
Thanks, Chad. Appreciate it. 301-230-0980. If you're on hold, stay there. The question is, do you think Mariota's level of play should impact the timing of Jaden Daniels' return to the field? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app. Don't forget, you can watch us on the Team 980's YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button, hit the like button when you get there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
you can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.